This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How did you hear the news the Pope's quitting? Chances are technology was involved. Here are pals Alana and Amy Jo in New York.
It was on a TV screen in the back seat of the taxi.
I read it on Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Your source for ecclesiastical updates, the gossip site Perez Hilton. But what was the technology to bear the news the last time a pope resigned, Gregory XII in the 15th century, at the end of the Great Schism? Michael Sizer has a background in medieval studies and teaches history at MICA in Baltimore.
Obviously, this is before the printing press, and this is before the widespread dissemination of pamphlets and books.
The Gutenberg press, before the innovation of movable type, that's mid-century, around 1450.
1453. Is the date that we usually affix to the Gutenberg.
So that's decades later, and so the Pope resigns. And how does that news get around?
Well, so the Council of Constance was a pretty major church council that was handling the papal schism most of all, but also handling heretical movements. Institutions had agents there who were eager to spin information and to report back to their superiors in order to strategize.
So those agents blogged about it.
Well, and the way that they did that was they either went in person, they sent ambassadors to the various interested parties, and they would send letters with messengers, and messengers would go on horseback, obviously.
Well, tell me about that, a single letter. How does that get to more than a handful of folks?
Well, the letter gets carried to a particular place, let's say Paris, and then it would be read in council meetings. It could be copied if it was meant for dissemination, and you had copy centers.
There was a technological development, actually an import of technology that made the copying, even though it was by hand, a little bit more widespread. It was something about paper, right?
So in the early Middle Ages, and most of the writing was done on expensive manuscript paper made from animal hide. When access to Asia was opened up after the Mongol invasions in the 13th and 14th centuries, the West got the technology of paper, cheap paper. And so writing became much more disposable. Because paper was cheap at this time, people didn't feel any kind of financial restraint about copying things down.
Michael Sizer is a professor of history in the Department of Humanistic Studies at the Maryland Institute College of Art. Professor Sizer, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.